All right, you're listening to 104.4 Resonance FM. This is Sign of the Times. And this week, we're joined by Awkward Movements.
Woo!
Hello, everyone. We've got a lot of people tonight here.
Full crew.
Yeah, we'll start by Keith.
Yes.
Who can maybe tell us a little bit about Awkward Movements and what we're going to be listening to.
Cool. Well, essentially, Awkward Movements, to start with, I guess, primarily is a label. But, well, that's how it started off. We kind of started off just wanting to release music that we were into. But I guess it's kind of the last year and a half, really, when... You know, it's just been an absolute blessing to kind of have all the guys come together. You know, additional Kamikaze DJs, Reynolds, Lorca, aka Dodger Man, as well as kind of extended family.
Yeah.
It's not really like, I wouldn't really call it a tight collective, because these guys, pretty much everyone we're associated with, has been doing just amazing stuff on their own, and they continue to do so. But I guess it's more just the mentality that, you know, there's a bit of a mutual respect in what everyone's doing, which has just kind of gotten better over the months as we do shows together. And it's let's kind of do it together. And yeah, I think
and how's the label doing? You're gonna release your third record.
Orko 03. We're not really into kind of pushing stuff out just to keep the label flowing. Mm-hmm. It's got to feel right. I mean, we've got NKC in the studio, who I'm very, very excited to have as our next plate.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I think this record feels so right is because we're only going to release stuff that everyone's into. And the way this came about was, he was in Fonica testing his TPs.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran to the deck. I was like, what is this? I want to buy it. And then, you know, Fonica were off, the guys were elsewhere. So I looked around, couldn't see it, forgot about it. And then Paul came out of the store and was just like, hey, you hear that track? You know, that's, you know, some guy's test press. I was like, what? That's unreleased? Let's get on that, man. It's heat. Let's get that out there. Let's share it with the world. And, you know, yeah, it's a great sound. Same with Dodger Man as well. It's a very, you know, the last plate we did, Orgo 02, was, you know, it wasn't something that kind of flew out the door, but it was definitely the producer's nod of 2010. Like, it's the first time we've kind of had a record out, and just the amount of guys who we really respect who got in touch and were just like, that plate was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it was well rated, really. That record is really good.
Yeah, so, you know, sales aren't necessarily what drives us. It's just, you know, it's that whole kind of... almost to the degree where the music industry and labels are just in such a state now where it's someone has to do it, and we're quite proud to have kind of be part of, I guess, an underground movement.
Yeah, because you kind of do it yourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, it needs to be shared, and we've just got a great support network, and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just, yeah, really, really happy how it's going.
Yeah,
cool.
Great. All right, so we're going to listen to Dodger Man,
yeah.
Mango Tree.
Now known as Lorca, who's recently been picked up by another kind of mutual friend, Ross Tones, Throwing Snow, I believe.
Uh-huh.
You were rocking the party with last night.
Last night, yeah. Amazing night, by the way. Thank you, everyone that made it down.
That was Awkward Movements down at Notting Hill Arts Club. Yeah.
Awkward Movements have been there.
We
but
have
yesterday,
been.
Sorry.
Last night was Ross. He's
Throwing Snow, Ben Throwing West Snow. Beach, and Funkin Event. Amazing night.
I meant talking at me.
right, so let's go to Mango Tree.
right, so that was Awkward 02.
Yeah, Mango Tree. Brilliant tune. Love that bass line. We're going to go into something a bit more psyched out, I think, which is, this is one of the greatest slept on tracks. For those that know Caddo on drums, like Shadow's go-to man, this is on Now Again, the Stone Throw sub-label, off the Light Worlds EP. It's called The Infinity Machine, and it's mind-blowing. Heliocentrics, actually, with the session musicians for it.
All right, so let's hear it.
Alright, so we're going to go straight into our first mix. This is from Reynolds, starting off with a bit of Joy Orbison.
Turn. turn.
Thank you.
Kind of gets without a good book.
All right, in the background, that is Bodica, Swamp 81. That was Reynolds in the mix. What else did you play?
The first tune was the new Joy O, used to be known as Joy Orbison, which is on Hot Flush. The one after that was Wad by Pearson Sound, which anecdotally I bought my first copy of a year before I bought Turntables, so it's a track I'm quite a fan of. And then after that we had Blauan remixing 100 in the Hands. The track is called Pigeons and that's on Warp Records.
Alright, cool. So what have you got coming up?
I'm starting my... I'll be doing my first show on Sub FM, and that's going to be a regular fortnightly thing with my DJing partner, Jambi. We do a show called Voodoo Radio. So the first one of those is going to be in 2 weeks' time. And on Saturday, we've got the very prostigious 11 a.m. till 1 slot. So
nice.
Make sure everyone gets out of bed
get
for
up
that.
For that and stay up indeed. For our show, right?
Exactly. And apart from that, myself and Jambi also play on Inner City FM on the other Saturdays. So it's going to be every Saturday a radio show for me. And yeah, apart from that, there'll be, I play, one of my housemates runs a little series of parties called Late Night Jam, named after the Levon Vincent tune, which are sort of word of mouth only things. But if people follow Reynolds on Twitter, then they'll definitely find out about the next one. So there's been a couple of those this year so far, and they've been pretty good. Like a nice little warehouse
scotch. Any hints whereabouts?
Northeast. London. Is all I can really tell. I mean, I don't know. The next one might be in a different place, but we all live northeast, so that's where the parties are going to happen.
Definitely.
All right. So we'll give all the details for the blogs and stuff.
Obviously, I've been ordered. I have to plug awkwardmovements.blogspot.com. You can find buyers and links to all our respective like mixed clouds and radio shows and so on, and pictures of my beautiful mug. So
all right, cool.
Check it out.
Next, we're going to introduce one of Awkward Movement's new artists that's got a couple of tracks coming out. It's called NKC. We'll be talking to him in a minute, but for now, we're going to leave you with a track by Khan. It's called Like We Used To.
So, up on the mic now, we got NKC.
Right.
All right. So, what have you got coming up? We played a track from you last week, which is coming out on...
Yeah, Marie and Gary Techno. That's on Awkward Movement. And then I've got a four-track EP coming out on Forefront next month, I think. Their first release was Slat
So yeah, that's what I've got coming up afterwards.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Quickly, how long have you been producing for?
I reckon about a year and a half, something like that. Just started on Fruity Loops, still on it.
Still Fruity?
Yeah, yeah.
So is this your first release, the Awkward Movement?
Yeah. I mean, it was meant to be released last year on another label, but unfortunately the label owner passed away. So I was left with test pressings and no label to put it out on. And that's how I got met with Keith in the end. Went into Phonica to listen to them because I didn't have a record player. And then...
oh, man.
That's what happened.
So you were just playing your test in Phonica?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Keith
I just went
up
to the counter, asked them if I could listen to it because my record player had broken. And they just... Keith was hanging out at the store, came up to me, and that's what happened.
All right, well, that's a pretty nice way to get to know.
I sampled a tech house tune by Stimming and Hosh, took the organs from that, made like a kind of bootleg remix out of it, and I've got a friend vocal in it as well.
All right, let's hear it.
Bye.
right, so that was a bootleg.
Yeah, it was a bootleg remix of Radar by Stimming and Osh. No, it was Francesca Reese singing that, so big up to her in the DSC.
So, yeah, we're going to go next to a tune of yours called Marie, right?
Yeah, that's the A-side on Orco 3.
Looking forward to see this one coming out. When's it coming out?
The 11th of April.
11th of April, okay. Cool, it's been talked about already a lot.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Okay, now we're going to hear a mix by the Kamikaze DJs, about 15 minutes, a little bit less, and we'll be here in the end of the show to have a little chat and introduce them. So, yeah, let's hear it.
Grandma,
All right, that in the background is Shed. That was Kamikaze in the mix. What else do you play, guys?
Just a bit of all sorts. Like good music.
I suppose we sort of came together over an understanding that it all fits together. And I don't know, just one thing that excites us one week is just completely different the next.
Maths eventually brings it together.
I guess
diversity is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where can we hear you if we want to hear you playing? I know you do a radio show.
Every week there's a new show up at samurai.fm/kamikaze. Mm-hmm. And then got a monthly show on Dandelion Radio, which I don't know if it's all right to plug another radio station on
fine.
Resonance, but it's John Peel inspired. That's why it was set up. It's quite a nice station. Then, of course, we've got the monthly Awkward Movement shows as well.
I'm only really around for the Awkward Movement sessions. Kamikaze was a kind of joint thing in the early days, but I couldn't quite keep up with Paul's work rate, so
I don't sleep much.
But yeah, I love joining Paul for the Awkward Movements, where we play as Kamikaze DJs and we also play out as Kamikaze DJs whenever we can.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thanks
so
for
much
coming
for
in, guys. Awkward Movements. It's been a wicked night.
Yeah, we're gonna finish with the last track by Damu called Lead. And yeah, we'll see everyone here next week.
Not next week. It's the next week. Important plug, it's the Resonance fundraisers. So if you want to listen in all day, Johnny Chunk's going to be your host, and we're going to be auctioning off lots of lovely, rare Resonance FM related crazy paraphernalia. So yeah, we're going to finish with Damu. Check out awkwardmovements.blogspot.com for more info on them. Signofthetimes.tumblr.com for us. Here's Damu.